Welcome on this beautiful winter day to our program, which is Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips, and glad to share with you this day some of the thoughts and ideas that I have and some of the things that I teach people around the country. I was caught in a blizzard last week, and so we were not here live last week. I had to spend several hours working my way home through some beautiful weather, just a different kind. Looking out my window today, it's a beautiful bright snow and bright blue skies, and so we can enjoy this kind of weather just as well as the others. My purpose is to share my passion, my commitment, my interest in helping people prepare to face the future. You know, things change around us all the time and things happen. This class, which is number 18 in the series that I'm doing, actually we've done 20 or so, but this is number 18 of our unique series, is going to be focusing on some of the long-term considerations, as well as it'll be a little bit of a review. For those of you that have been with me, you know, we talked about things several months ago that I'll touch on briefly here as we draw all of it together as we're going forward. Now, if you have any questions, you can email them to me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Our primary website is preparemyfamily.com. And also, you could leave a voice message that will come to me on a toll-free voicemail line. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET, 1-888, the letter U, get set. Those messages reach me, and I appreciate both the comments and the ideas and suggestions that have been coming in. Now, as I begin, and since we're going to be doing a little more review than normal, I'm going to touch on some things that are so important that you put this all in perspective and kind of in the order of way things, how they really work. This is a very serious subject, but I like to keep things upbeat. I don't like to get flippant or casual about it, but also I don't want us to get bogged down because you start looking at all this stuff, we all get kind of morose and depressed if we're not careful, and that's not the purpose. The purpose is that by having an understanding of how and why things work and what you can do and then actually going and doing those things, you do not have to face the future with terror and with fear. One of the things I do appreciate so much that Republic Broadcasting is doing is they have the previous programs are all archived. You can go back and listen to them and get in-depth information in these areas as we've done class after class on some of these topics. And the past couple of months, we've actually been focusing on winter and cold weather issues since we're right in the middle of it. And unfortunately, there have been some people injured, some people suffer, and some lives have been lost because people just did not understand how to prepare for and or just deal with the cold weather when they ran into a situation that was, let's say, not their standard way of living, working, and traveling. And it's always a shame when that occurs. Well, here is what I call the truth about life. If you've been with us before, you've heard this many times. But I think it's worth remembering because it puts everything in context. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And I believe that that's the way our lives were designed to be. They were created to be grand adventures, learning, growing, developing, changing, becoming more than we were in the beginning. The first law of survival, most of the time I don't like to use the word survival because it's kind of negative, you know, and if you survive, you're some kind of a hero and they helicopter you to the to the medical center and you're rushed in there and they amputate fingers and toes and ears and what have you and you get interviewed on the 10 o'clock news and that's survival. Well, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But I will give you some laws that will help you understand a little bit about what everybody understands is making it when things are tough. Right after this break, the first and second laws of survival and some of our other items as we look at long-term considerations to be prepared for. Enjoy being with you this day. This is Jim Phillips, Prepare Without Fear.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Very simply is this, luck. If you're going to survive really tough things, it's all a matter of luck. Now, that's not the kind of luck you get by rolling dice. Actually, that's an acronym, L-U-C-K, laboring under correct knowledge. And that's what this program is about, is helping you gather the information that you can convert into knowledge. The second law of survival, if you're going to live through very tough, difficult times, you must learn and practice CPR. Right now you have to learn and practice it. You can't learn CPR in the future. You've got to know it now. Of course, there's 2 kinds of CPR. The first CPR is one maybe you're familiar with. Red Cross will teach you, and that is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. And I encourage you to gather that skill, learn that, practice that. That will save lives. But the other CPR that will save your life and other lives is courage, patience, and resourcefulness. You must learn and practice those now in order to make it through tough times. Now then, the principle is simply this, the concept I'm sharing with you. I'm not just going to give you a list of things to buy, give you a shopping list of all the things you're supposed to go purchase and tuck away, and then you'll be okay. Because you see, if I just do that, when things really get tough, you'll probably just give up and die. There's much more to it than that. Here's an idea of why I mean that. The law of freedom is this. The definition of fear is the first part of the law of freedom. Fear is ignorance. It's ignorance. Simple, simple concept, but very powerful to understand. You can also turn fear into an acronym, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That's what it's about. When you have an understanding of things, fear evaporates. The description of freedom is this. When you truly have gained knowledge of something, consider this. It is impossible. These are power words and absolute words that I use in this statement that I wrote back in the early 1980s when I was starting to teach these concepts, because I knew how they worked, but I wanted a way of expressing them both to myself and other people. The description of freedom is this. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. And of course, the key words there are true and complete knowledge. 1 John 8:32 says it's the best of all, and the truth shall make you free. The parachute principle. Understand what a parachute is. I think we have a picture of this. You fall out of a plane, you have a parachute, you use it, know how to use it, and it's a good one. You know, you float down, your life is saved. So here's the idea. If you fall out of a plane and you don't have a parachute on at the time, gravity doesn't care. It's an immutable law. Whether you have it on, whether you left it in, or not, if you left it in the plane, if you know, you don't know how to use it, all of those things, here's the parachute principle. You have to have it before you really need it. You have to have it on when it's needed. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it, and it must be of life-saving quality. If you go back to about program number 2 in our series, you can listen to that in greater depth. But it's simple as that. Now, our preparedness supplies are very much like a parachute. You have to have them before you need them, as well as your knowledge, understanding, CPR, and all those things, and luck. Those things you do before you really need it. Of course, you have to have them when you need them. You have to know how to use them. You have to actually use them. Of course, everything must be of life-saving quality. It's simple as that. That's why I use the parachute analogy, because it's you can't mistake what I'm saying. The law of provident living. Now, provident living is a word that sometimes people don't hear. Living providently is making provisions for the future. That's all. Make provisions for the future in all areas of your life. There are four parts to provident living in an order of priority. Top of the list, and nothing takes precedence over this. It is spiritual. If you have not taken care of your spiritual life and the spiritual foundation for everything that you do, see, you are not a physical being trying to learn how to have a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being learning from a physical experience. Take care of that spiritual being that you are above everything else. Okay, so if you've got that in place, number 2 is the one that makes the difference between whether you live or die when things are really, really bad, and they couldn't possibly get worse, but they do. It is your attitude that will get you through. Now, there's a lot of different words we could use for that, but attitude's a simple one. How do I define attitude? It took me a long time to come up with a very simple definition, and attitude is simply this. It is how you emotionally respond or react. And understand there's a huge difference between react and respond. You do not want to be a reactor during emergency situations, tough things. I don't just mean physical emergency. I mean when life gets tough, when people abandon you, when all kinds of things happen that are wrong and unfair, you don't want to react to them. You need to learn, and the key word is learn, how to respond. That's the key. Learn how to respond. So that's what we're talking about. If you emotionally react or respond, you can see what the attitude is. Now, the attitude might be one of gloom and doom. It might be one of panic and frustration. It might be one of anger. It might be one of all kinds of negative things. Or it can be one that simply says, I can deal with this and I will be okay no matter what. And, oh, by the way, I choose to be filled with joy in the process. I believe we were created to be filled with joy. Didn't say it's easy, and didn't say I'm there, but I'm working on it. And I'm certainly filled with a lot better feelings about things now than I used to be, and we've gone through some interesting things in our lives. Okay? So attitude is number 2. We have spiritual attitude. Then the question is, a lot of times, how do you change your attitude? How do you develop an attitude that says, I can be okay, I will be okay no matter what? Well, it's actually number 3 on this list that will help you develop the attitude of being okay no matter what and being filled with joy, and that is simply the key word is knowledge. So we have spiritual, attitude, knowledge, but let me define for you knowledge. first understand that in this program or any other program that I do, live classes, I cannot share any knowledge with anybody. The only thing that I can share and that you can share with anybody else is information. We share data. So we share information. How do you turn information into knowledge? Here's the formula, very simple. Science and engineering is my background, so we write little formulas. We say K, knowledge, equals I times E. K equals I times E. K equals information multiplied by experience. You get true, proper, correct information. You multiply it by the right experience with it. It is now knowledge. It's a part of you. It cannot be taken from you. It's deep down inside of you. And what becomes your attitude about something when you have true, complete, and whole knowledge about it? First off, you're not afraid of anything. And you know what to do about it. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't even mean you have to like it. It just means you have an attitude that says, I can deal with this situation. I choose to. So spiritual attitude, knowledge, and then the last on this list of four in provident living is stuff. I like to use stuff because it's a way of kind of de-emphasizing it. It is the bottom of the list, but I want you to understand you must have stuff, material things. We are physical material beings in a physical material world at this point in time, and if you don't have stuff, you die. Simple as that. And sometimes people have said, well, I just don't believe in being materialistic. Well, fine. Take off your clothes and stop eating. Now you can completely be devoid of material things. Well, that's kind of silly, I know, but the reality is this. We need material things. But you have to get them in order. They have to come after the spiritual foundation, the knowledge, and then the attitude, because when it falls in that order, you will have the right, true, correct, proper stuff for every day of your life. Things that will help you take care of your health and your well-being anytime. Okay, so there is the law of provident living. Within the law of provident living, the stuff part of it, the material things of it, I like to talk about that as being wilderness wisdom. That's all about material things. Wilderness wisdom can be broken into two parts. One, the survival or preparedness parachutes, and then the other one is the permanent provisions. Here's the preparedness parachutes. Four items: clothing, water, sanitation, and special needs. You can learn about that in some of our other classes, so I won't go into in-depth in it here. Go back to class number one and all the ones before this because they all follow this priority order of things. Clothing, water, sanitation, special needs. That's the short term, the immediate, the things that last for a few days, maybe up to a couple of weeks. Now, beyond that, as things get tougher, you need more in-depth items. The long-term provisions are, starting out the same way, clothing, water, sanitation. Then there is nutrition is number four, shelter, five. Six is wellness, seven is tools, and eight are supplies. We'll be going back over some of these things in our review this day. Now, if you do what I do, then you can do what I do. Sounds like a tongue twister there, but it's really correct. If you learn to do the things that I do, then you can experience the things that I experience and enjoy them. Long-term considerations, and that's where we're going today. First off, if you're going to be dealing with things long-term, things that last weeks, months, years, I don't know, life is years long, and I guess it's about being prepared for life. But first off, if you want to do things long-term, you have to be motivated to be prepared. You have to be committed to the preparations. This isn't something you just casually think about, go down and buy three items, drop in the trunk of your car, or put it in the basement of the closet and say, well, I'm prepared. It actually becomes a part of your lifestyle. It's about living providently long-term. It's about what we've talked about, the CPR, the courage, the patience, the resourcefulness. Of course, you're going to develop some of the courage, patience, and resourcefulness as you go through, as you learn, as you practice, as you try, as you put things aside, you start gaining the understanding that allows you to have that patience and that resourcefulness and the courage, certainly, to deal with it. One of the other things I'd like people to understand is that you've got to take a look at your health going into a situation. If you're sick, if your immune system is compromised, then you're going to have trouble right off the bat. So it's about getting as well as you can get right now so that you can deal with the future with as much strength and capacity as you possibly can. This is about taking care of your teeth, too. If you have dental issues, fix them now. Otherwise, you're going to be jerking those things out with a pair of pliers. So get healthy now before going into an incident. right after this break, we'll continue long-term considerations.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
I'm Jim Phillips, and we're continuing on this beautiful day talking about prepare without fear. You might even also say it, if we're prepared, we don't have to be afraid. That's what it comes down to. Long-term considerations, I already mentioned to you, you have to be motivated to be prepared long-term. You have to be committed to do whatever it takes. It's about living providently to make those provisions. It's about courage, patience, and resourcefulness, practicing those things now so when things get tough, it's an automatic part of your life. It's about taking care of your health before you go into long-term troubles and trials. But it's also learning things about how you maintain your health. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to take care of yourself in case there's injury? Or how about some of these other illnesses and things that come along? You must understand what to do beforehand. Now, other things you have to take into consideration are, well, it's the location. If you're in Montana or in Key West, Florida, the situation is going to be a little bit different because the location will have a lot to do with your climatic considerations. That's another one of them. Location also has to do with population and the people around you. the other kinds of things around you. Do you live close to a river, or are you out in the open where there's tornadoes? Do you live on a coastline where there's tornadoes or earthquakes, and or do you have a place where you get caught by hurricanes? There's all these different things that you must take into consideration, because you'll do some things differently. That's why you must pay attention to those things. You've heard me talk about developing community. You see, we don't really do these things in isolation. I mean, complete isolation. Now, the amount of people that are around you, if you have fewer people, it may be easier to deal with than if you happen to live right in the heart of a metropolitan area. That doesn't mean you can't prepare in either one of those situations. But understand, when I talk about community, it's not that everybody around you necessarily understands what you're doing or why, but you do start drawing people to you, and or you're drawn to them, and or you may in fact even choose to move to another place where you're going to feel safer because you can do things as a group. Individuals do not survive very well when things are tough. Take a look at situations all around the world. One of the things that happens, unfortunately, is that men and women, but can really, really become vicious, uncontrolled, unkind, dangerous when things are really, really tough. And so you'll want to have people around you that can help you, support you, watch out for each other, and watch each other's back, if you will. The events themselves depends on the kinds of things you're likely to encounter, and that's why I mentioned both location and climate, community, and all those things, because that's going to determine the kinds of things you have to deal with. You must take them into account. The other thing that you want to be planning for is, how are you going to recover and rebuild? What do you see in your future? Well, those are all kinds of the considerations that you must be paying attention to. It is about the events. It's about how isolated you are, how many people you're around, what kind of a community you're going to be building and drawing together, your climatic considerations, the location you're at, how are you going to maintain your health during emergencies, about developing good health before things happen, learning courage, patience, resourcefulness, provident living, commitment to do this, and the motivation to get it done. All of those things come into play. Now, there's a long list of things we might talk about if we're considering the kinds of things that could happen and what you might want to prepare for. You know, we have the famine and tyranny and tsunamis and pestilence and tornadoes and depression and loss of income, climatic change, war, floods, drought, blizzards, ice storms, volcanoes, earthquakes, terrorist acts, and we could go on with this list. Make us all get depressed if you look at those things, but bottom line is this: life happens. Deal with it or choose not to deal with it. I guess you have that choice, but I want to learn to deal with it. Now, how bad can things get? I've kind of broken it down into five categories. Category one, which is minor. They happen all the time. You've been in all kinds of Category 1 emergencies throughout your life. Some of them you may not have even noticed. You get so used to them, and it's just not a problem. Category 2, they're significant, but they do happen regularly. Category 3, which is major, periodically. Category 4, which are extreme, they happen occasionally. And Category 5, which is just absolutely cataclysmic, well, we haven't really had one of those yet, not in recent recorded or even written history have we had something we would truly consider cataclysmic. May they stay away. That's my five categories. What's Category 1? Well, you have, it's somewhat inconvenient. Life is slightly disrupted. Some things are delayed. There's no loss of life. It's just a delay, and things are somewhat inconvenient. You don't have any kind of a loss of infrastructure, and things will come back to normal very, very quickly, just a matter of hours, maybe a day or two, something like that. It's Category 1, real common. Most of us get used to it. Now, Category 2 starts to become a little more significant in our lives. We'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll walk through these categories as we're considering long-term preparations. Prepare without fear. I'm Jim Phillips.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back. I am Jim Phillips as we continue in our Prepare Without Fear series on this beautiful winter day. If you have questions, you can email them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. My staff will pick those up and pass them on to me. You can leave a voicemail message at 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 888 the letter U, get set, and leave your voicemail message there. Our primary website is preparemyfamily.com, and there you can find a DVD. It's a two-hour principle-based DVD that we're giving the information away. It's just the cost of delivering it to you, which is $5.50, and that will be on its way to you. Now, then, I was talking about these categories. Category one, really common, happens to all of us regularly, several times a year perhaps in some situations. Category two, much more significant. Things are more disrupted, more inconvenient. In terms of shelter, yeah, you might need some shelter, but it'll come very quickly. Your exposure to the elements, maybe only for a very short period of time, and then you'll be in shelter. Services, most of them may be unreliable and at times unavailable. Injuries. It can be a number of injuries. Possible loss of life. Follow-on illness. It's possible, but it's easily controlled because of the amount of help that can pour into a duration, maybe up to about 2 weeks of the most worst disruption. Areas of damage, really limited to the immediate area of the event. Infrastructure, it's just local damage. It's not widespread. Return to normal is slow at first. It takes a few months, and then things are pretty much back to normal. Category 3 is it intensifies. Now, to give you a picture of what a Category 3 looks like, really Katrina, the Katrina event, was a Category 3. Now, realizing that right in the very heart of it for a few people in a small area, it might even be considered a Category 4 or it borders on a 4. But the event in itself generally was a Category 3. The general living is severely disrupted, crude at best, and primitive for a number of people. Shelter. You will need shelter because you'll be exposed to the elements for a period of time, maybe a few days. And so shelter is something that you're going to be searching for. Services unavailable for extended periods and slow to return. Injuries, many minor to severe with considerable loss of life. Follow-on illness, it can be a significant threat, but outside help is needed and it can be generally controlled. Duration, a month or more. Area of damage, widespread destruction. The infrastructure locally, local destruction, widespread damage, return to normal is very slow for complete recovery, and in some cases, many months, even years. Category 4, now let's characterize Category 4. Put a name to it, the tsunami that occurred, that we're all so familiar with that occurred right around Christmas time a few years ago. That was truly a Category 4 for those people. Very widespread destruction, tremendous loss of life. Recovery is going to take decades for total recovery, very, very slow in many areas and decades for some. But let's talk about one that was even more severe than that. I might characterize the tsunami as the low end of the four. Let's put up at the upper end of the four. The earthquake that occurred in Pakistan, right on the cusp, right on the beginning of winter. What made those different? We didn't hear as much about the Pakistan earthquake simply because, well, the Pakistan earthquake where it occurred was not the vacation spot of the world. People just didn't visit there. And it's not that people don't care, they're just unaware. And, of course, there's some, we don't go there, we don't need to go there. Not as much aid was poured into that, whereas there's been trillions of dollars poured into and will be poured in over the years to the area of the tsunami simply because it's much more visible, much more known, many more people are there. So that softened the blow of that Category 4 versus the Pakistan earthquake in a very remote mountainous area where it's unknown, much, much slower to recovery, and those people going into the winter without shelter, it was really, really tough on them with loss of their infrastructure, their shelter, and their utilities versus the people in the area of the tsunami in the winter there. Heck, you can live on the beach, and you're not going to freeze to death there. So see how the situation can take one that is maybe theoretically not as severe in terms of the wide area of destruction, but for those people it's much worse because they are in a tougher situation climatic-wise. The area of the earthquake will be extremely slow in making full recovery. One of the things I mentioned earlier that I want you to understand, that it is so difficult to go through very, very difficult times totally on your own without assistance. I read a book I have here. This was actually published in 1972, and it was about a Japanese soldier at the end of World War II did not give up and come in. He stayed there and continued until 1972 to hide out. He started out with, there was four of them, and he ended up being the last one that was left. All of his other buddies died, and he was in rough shape. If you want to read a story about what it's like to be totally on your own and how tough it is to survive, this one, 28 Years in the Guam Jungle, is the name of the book, published in 1972. That'll help you understand why you want to have people around you and you work as a community. Category 5. What makes Category 5 different than the 4s or the 3s? Let's just say it's global. And in the case of the 3 and 4, there was some cavalry that came over the hill to save people. In the case of a Category 4, in case of a Category 5, it's global. And there is no cavalry left to come rescue people. You're totally, absolutely on your own. The destruction is tremendous, and loss of life is extreme. Well, let's don't spend too much time in these things, because if we focus on them, we all get, you know, feeling down about it. Life happens. Deal with it. What we're doing is all for a very positive purpose. It's about being warned and forewarned so we can be prepared. It's about taking personal responsibility so we can be self-sufficient. It's about making provisions for the future so you can be safe. It's about being able to face the future without fear, because you have made provisions so that you're ready to deal with things. And, of course, it's about being able to assist others so we can become a helping hand. Self-reliance is a process. It is not a destination. It's more about attitude than just ownership of stuff and things. It's a very positive outlook. This is not about being negative and fearful. It's about being future-focused. It's not about counting all the past problems and difficulties and what might go on. See, I have a future. I believe in the future. I want a future. That's why I prepare. And, of course, it's about being helpful to others and not living in isolation. You can take a stance or an attitude about, you know, how you're going to face these things. And I hear varying degrees of these things. I want to characterize them with just a few words and think about where you fit in this. You can be the pacifist, which is, well, when something happens, I'm not going to worry about it and just take whatever you want. We'll just kind of ride with the flow, whatever it is here. You can be the survivalist. And by the way, I'm not putting any of these things down necessarily. I'm just saying here's different ways of characterizing people and their view. And I believe we need to be a little bit of all of them, but there's a focus that's the most important of all when we get to the end of this. You can be the survivalist. This is a guy that eats raw snakes and bites off chicken heads, you know, and he lives off in the mountains. He's a tough guy. And there's nothing wrong with being that kind of a survivalist in part. It's also about being the ignoringist. Now, this is one you don't want to be, really. Well, nothing really bad has ever really happened so far, and it probably really won't, certainly not to me and my community, not to this country. Then there's the Ramboist, which is like shoot them on the front lawn before they get to your front door, and if you have enough bodies piled up, they'll leave you alone. There's the isolationist, which is I'll take care of me and my own, and you take care of yours, and we're not going to talk to each other, help each other. There's the people who are entitled, and this, unfortunately, is the vast majority of people. They feel entitled because there's a system that owes me. After all, I've paid my taxes or given my gifts to the church or whatever it is or to my family, and certainly they'll come take care of me if things really, really become bad because I deserve it. Or this is the one you really want to be. That is a self-reliant family, interdependent within a self-reliant community. And that is my message that I want to carry to everybody. It's about us becoming self-reliant and drawing self-reliant people around us so we can support and help each other and be a tremendous aid to both ourselves and other people. Now, one of the things I talk about is that you take a look at kits and lists, and everybody just wants a list of things to buy, and lists simply don't work. My list will not work for you. And never just take somebody else's list of stuff and say, well, here it is, I'm going to go buy these things, because there's an infinite number of variations, and each one of us has different needs. Now, the principles are the same. That's why I teach the principles. But some of those details are going to be worked out differently for each one of us. You see, you have to customize your stuff, your things, your knowledge, your experiences, all the things you're going to do, you have to customize them to fit your individual situation. It's one of the things about this K equals I times E. knowledge equals information times experience. You must have that, because until you have true and complete knowledge about things, you really don't understand what to do about them. So you develop the right list, and here's how you do it. First off, you know your true needs and priorities. You know how and why things work. You know what really works and why, and you know what really does not work and why. And I see an awful lot of stuff that's being sold as though it's a good idea. You ought to try some of that stuff. Boy, is it an experience. And if you haven't tried it beforehand, it can be tough. You have to be innovative and look beyond the ordinary. You have to improvise. You have to be observant. You become a student of life and things in life. You have to be a possibility thinker. See, a positive, open attitude takes you beyond the boundaries. And true preparedness is a lifestyle. And you take responsibility for that and make it a part of you. All right, let's go to the stuff and to the things. Now, here's where, just in the thumbnail, I'm going to touch on some things and then refer you back to previous programs. Remember the parachute principle? What's the first thing in the parachute principle? Well, it's clothing. Clothing is the first thing. Why? Clothing is your personal portable shelter when things really, really get bad. Now, this is fairly easy to understand in the more northern climates in the middle of winter like we are right now. If your shelter and your infrastructure was absolutely wiped out, or you're completely separated from it, and you're out in the nighttime temperatures that we have around here right now, which is like, yeah, it's 10 degrees at night, and we've been having lots of snow and blizzards from time to time. If you're out in those conditions and you're out there in your pajamas because your house fell in during an earthquake and everybody else's house is in and your car is buried and you're out there in your pajamas, you got a big trouble in a hurry. You're okay while the house is burning. You stand around that smoldering pile. But once that's over and there isn't anybody to help you, the only thing that determines whether you're going to make it or not, or you're going to be comfortable or not, is your clothing. So you have to adapt your clothing to the conditions that you face. The guys in Montana have a different set of clothing requirements than the people in Tucson do. Now, in Tucson, Arizona, in July and August, your clothing is certainly going to be extremely important if you're outside. It's having the big hats and the loose clothing and the shade and all those things that make all the difference to you if you cannot get inside where you're covered up. So clothing is your personal portable shelter. You adapt to the conditions that you face. You're going to start with what you have right now. Expand as you can, but don't skimp here. Because if you're really thrown out into the elements, this is what will get you through up until the time you can get to shelter. You're going to make things and build things. Go back and listen to the previous programs all about the PALS clothing, P-A-L-S, Phillips Arctic Living System. I described those things in depth to you. You can get information on the website about that, but you can also listen to these programs. I basically gave the entire class that I give. You just don't have a manual and you can't see things, but I went through everything that I teach in the live classes. You can learn to make clothing that will take care of you in temperatures well below zero, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you do not have to have any necessity for fire or shelter. If you have fire and shelter, they're luxury items, but if you don't have them for a few days, you don't care. When you do it right, you can live in your clothing without moisture buildup and stay warm continuously. I know that because I've done it weeks at a time. Now, the number two parachute item is, and oh, by the way, back on clothing for a moment, it's not just about cold weather. Please understand that. It's about having the proper walking attire, the proper boots and shoes. It's about having things for rain protection, for sun protection. Realize that when I talk about clothing, it's how you maintain the clothing, how you repair it. So needle and thread and a sewing awl, those are all clothing items because you use them to take care of your clothing so that it will be there when you need it as long as you need it. It's also things like this pocket knife that here I am sitting here at my desk and I still have my suit Sunday clothing on from being to church. And I've got all my lanyard tied to my belt, my pocket knife, and I talk about that being clothing because I wear it all the time, so it's kind of like having clothing. But it's also a tool that I use to make clothing. If I was stranded with my vehicle in a blizzard and I didn't have, for whatever reason, some of the other things I needed, I can start cutting up the upholstery, the front seat, the back seat, and I can be carving foam and different materials out of there that will insulate me and help me get through the situation. So this pocket knife helps me build clothing when I need it. So clothing as much more than just what you wear at the moment. It's how you maintain it, how you create it for all conditions. That's why you see sunscreen. That's it. That's clothing. So it's a big hat to keep the sun off of you, but if you have exposed skin, you may want to have some kind of sun protection that you put on. So is insect repellent. So is mosquito netting and no-see-um netting and those kinds of things. That's clothing because it protects you from what's going on around you out there. It isn't just cold weather. It's all these things. So wherever you are and the conditions you need to prepare for, be sure that you honestly do that. Of course, also take into consideration that you may run into an emergency when you're not in your area. If you're up, you live in Florida and you're up visiting people in Minnesota in the middle of winter, you might get caught, so you have to be prepared for that. You might have to move, evacuate from the area that you live into where things are much more different, where they're more severe. So take that into consideration in your preparations. Don't assume things will always be as they are right now, because they may not. That's a part of making proper preparation. So that's the first parachute, clothing. We'll talk about the other parachutes and all of the 8 provision areas and look at them from a long-term consideration standpoint. Right after this break, we'll continue. This is Jim Phillips. Prepare.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I am Jim Phillips, and our long-term considerations about being prepared to meet the future without fear. So in this clothing area, consider storing some of the materials and tools that it takes to make and repair things. Learn how to make some quilts. They're not hard to make. Learn how to sew if you don't know how to sew. Basic sewing, you know, hand, needle, and thread methods. Learn how to sew with a sewing machine. Of course, most sewing machines are now electric. Perhaps you want to have a treadle machine, and or you can even convert your current, many of the current belt-driven ones off of a motor could be converted to running off a treadle if you want to, and there's kits available to do that. Or you could consider, well, how might I generate some electricity? So I could run some of these wonderful electric appliance and tools that we have. A sewing machine would be one of those things that I'd like to have in operation if I can. So that, you see, all of those things become a part of clothing. It isn't just what you wear. It's how you maintain, create clothing. It's how you take care of what you have and make more of it if you need to. So some of the supplies and materials, it's like this foam clothing. Well, I have my foam clothing that's already made, but I also have foam and fabric that's tucked away that, as I have more time sometime, we'll build some of those things. If we have to build it by hand, it's no big deal. We just make it because if you have the materials, you can do it. And if you don't have the materials, it's much tougher to do. So get some of the skill and understanding about how to maintain these things. You see, how you launder and clean your clothing is also important. It's important because clothing wears out more quickly if it's grimy and gritty, the thread frays and wears through. So actually washing it is a part of preserving your clothing. All of those things fit together. In fact, all of the areas of preparedness start to link together and tie together. Okay, number two on our list is water. And if you go back to the water class we did several months ago, you'll remember that it's extremely important that you store water. You store it now so that you'll have it when you need it, what we call expedient water. But it's difficult for most people to store enough water. Now, if you happen to have a spring by your house, or a hand pump well right next door, or maybe right inside your kitchen, well, then you've got a lot of water stored underground, and that is extremely important or fortunate for you. But most of us do not have that, so you're going to have to look at how can I store water, and then it becomes how do I replenish my water after I've stored my enough water for 1 month or 2 months or 3 months. There becomes a practical limit for most people. So then what do I do to take contaminated water and realize that in an emergency, every single drop of contaminated water, of surface water, is contaminated. Every single drop of water that you can see laying around is going to be contaminated by what's in the air, what's in the soil and ground, and all those things. So you can't just use it. And that's where you have to learn how to process it. Well, we talked about that in the water plant class. Go out back and do that. Have the materials and supplies that you need so that you can sanitize water and make it safe to drink. It's extremely important that you do that, because if you don't, you get sick from the water. That's a problem. What's the leading cause of death on planet Earth right now? Dysentery and diarrhea, and it almost all comes from contaminated water that people ingest, get on their food, in their hands and mouth and around them, somehow gets in them. You get these critters that cause you to have uncontrolled diarrhea, which we call dysentery, which flushes nutrients out of the body. The body becomes dehydrated, it becomes weakened, and its immune system is compromised. You get something else and you die from it, but it was all about dehydration from contaminated water. Prepare yourself so it's not an issue. Right after this break, we'll continue with long-term provisions. I am Jim Phillips. Prepare without fear.